R&R Portable Toilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Sorry, there's not a Opinions Playhouse today or tomorrow. I apologize.
But I don't know why I'm apologizing.
This is Go West, Wild, Wild West?
No. What? That's not the name of the band.
Oh, man, what's the name of the band, then?
It is The Escape Club.
The Escape Club. And it's called, is it Go West or Wild, Wild West?
Wild, Wild West is the name of the song.
Wow.
You finished now?
Yeah, this takes me back.
I was starting something and Dan just jumped
this
right
takes
in.
Me back to my Florissant Valley days, my Flow Valley days, working at New Music 89, KCFE. We played all of this in the 80s when it was first coming out. Okay, carry on, Bill, sorry.
I don't mind.
Reminiscing.
Frank is out today and tomorrow. Bill Cleveland sitting in. Good to be with you folks on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope you had a fantastic day. A couple of things I just wanted to mention, and then I've got a little TV trivia. We're going to let Dan and Eon the Peon compete here. And they never get to play the trivia games.
I do. I get to play all the time. Okay, Peon doesn't because
Peon
he's always
will
giving
get
them.
To play the game. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a couple of moments. And just a couple of things I wanted to mention that I had made notes of this afternoon. YouTube is one of these things that I'm always amazed how much stuff is on there. And I don't know why I'm amazed, but every single time I find something, like, I cannot believe this is on YouTube.
People are making their livings now.
So
on YouTube. My cousin.
Well, I don't know.
Quit his job, and that's all he's doing now is YouTube.
What's he do?
The newest thing is teenagers don't, like younger teenagers, they don't watch television anymore. They watch YouTube.
Yes.
And they watch other people play video games.
Oh, and that's what he's doing?
Yeah, so he plays video games, puts a bit, you know, and you do commentary, you know, talk and whatever,
and some
of it's humorous or, you know, make jokes or whatever, and you play with other people, and that's their form of entertainment.
Now, how does he make money off of that? Because he gets subscribers, correct?
Right.
And then
you get ad revenue from the advertisements that play on your videos.
And YouTube actually provides that ad revenue and that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to have a lot of views, though, to get the ad revenue,
I think he's up to almost 60,000 subscribers he has. So
60,000? Wow.
Gee, many Christmas. Well, I was searching online. This is so fun. So I found all kinds of interesting things on YouTube. For example, one time I was changing some wiring in my house for a light fixture. I had no idea what I was doing. I thought, I'll go on YouTube. I'll see. Sure enough, there's 100 videos showing me exactly what I need to do.
Yeah,
exactly. One of them was for, and I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I couldn't figure out how to change the wipers on my car. The ring, it was so, I couldn't figure it out. I'm screwing around. I'm like, what the heck? I went to YouTube. Sure enough, other people had the same problem. 10 seconds later, I'm able to take it. So I'm in a hotel room on, I guess it would have been Saturday night. And I traveled. I was going to Texas, and I couldn't sleep because the people next door were really loud. And usually when I sleep with
was the headboard beating up against the wall? Is that what was going on?
No, it was just they were loud, and it was okay. But I usually have a fan on when I sleep. A lot of people I know have to have some sort of constant noise, and I'm one of those people. So I always have a fan on. Well, yeah, you know, travel with a fan. I went on YouTube. Somebody had made a video, and there were a bunch of them, 8 hours worth of fan noises. Someone had put a video camera up against a fan, and it worked. So I brought my iPad, I propped it up, put the sound all the way up, pressed play, and I slept with the fan noise. It was amazing. I was like, how would you have thought of that? But so some people are out there just playing around.
I went on my daughter's headlight is out, and I went on to look up her car and see how to change either the headlight, because some of these cars, now the newer cars, you can't get in there and get to that stuff and change them. And this was pretty easy. Two bolts, pop it out, and then you can actually change the bulb if you want instead of the entire headlamp.
Oh, it's fantastic. They walk you right through it. You can pause. You can rewind. It's great. I told this to Ian earlier, and this is so stupid. So many laws just make absolutely no sense at all. In Texas, where I was yesterday, just outside of Houston, there's a neighborhood. And maybe it's just the neighborhood. I don't know. It's a dry area, so you can't have any alcohol. I guess that means you can't sell alcohol. I guess you can still drink it, but you can't sell it. However, there's a...
And there's always a however in life.
I got to stop saying that. There's a way to get around it. And I don't know if this is all across the board or if it was just in this particular neighborhood. Something tells me that a lot of people do this. If you have a club... If there's a club of some sort, you can sell alcohol. So I go into this place. We're running. We're a little bit early. I didn't want to go to the airport quite so early. So this girl I was traveling with, she said, well, let's go to this place that's near my house, and we'll grab a drink. So I said, sure. Now that I'm a big drinker, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so we go in there, and the guy says, I'm going to need to see your driver's license. And I thought, oh, that's, they're carding me. And they weren't carding me. What they were doing, they were transferring some information. And the guy turns around, and he hands me a membership card. He goes, I'm going to need you to sign this. So I have it right here. The place was called Downhouse. That was the name of the Downhouse Social and Drinking Club. And my name's on there. You can see it. Signature. And
wow.
And then I was allowed to order and pay for a drink. And if someone from, I guess, the city came in, I would have to show them that I am a quote-unquote member to be able to drink legally in that city. Is that stupid or what? No,
since that's a dry county, do they have to have a liquor license to serve, or is that...
You know what? I was just completely baffled. I didn't even think to ask any other questions. I don't know. It was very strange, but but now I can go back and have my...
There you go.
And my alcoholic
good
beverage.
For you.
All right, so let's get to it here. Friday night we did the All TV Trivia Night, and I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was at the Kirkwood Community Center. Had a great time, and it was all television. And so now, what I will do is I'll just kind of flip through some of these. I'll go category to category, and I guess if you know the answer, shout it out. That includes you folks listening in your car right now. Just yell it out. Yeah. And see if you're smarter than Dan or Ian the PM, at least when it comes to TV trivia. I think you guys will do pretty well. Let's see here.
How do we do this? We're going to yell out her name here?
Why don't you just yell out the answer? First person to yell out the answer. And I'll tell you what, I'll just make a thing here, and we'll keep track, and we'll see. Ian and Dan. Okay. Here's the first one. A little lengthy, but here we go. After hearing stories from a college friend who was an intern at a hospital, Bill Lawrence began to create this TV sitcom, which ran for 9 years on NBC.
Scrubs.
That is correct. One for Ian the Peon. Okay.
I never would have got that.
The entire cast of The Newhart Show sang this on their finale.
Oh.
The entire cast of The Newhart Show sang this on their finale.
Happy trails to you.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. I have no guess.
The answer is Oklahoma from the musical Oklahoma. They sang that on their finale. On the show Friends, what was Joey's last name?
Buttafuoco?
No.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Oh, I'm surprised you don't know that.
I never watched Friends.
I know, but still, I know the names of the characters.
I don't know the name.
Chandler Bing and Joey... can't think of it.
Tribbiani.
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 Tribbiani. All right.
There are people in the car screaming at the radio.
Besides Ray, what other character appeared on all 210 episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Wow.
His brother Rob.
Besides Ray, what other character appeared in all 210 episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond?
All right, yeah, I'll guess his brother Robert.
That is incorrect.
I'll say his wife.
That is incorrect. Marie Doris Roberts. The only other one that appeared on all of them. All right. Let's move to TV
families. Here's mom.
TV families.
What was that?
That's my Ray Romano.
Here's mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Must be a different Ray Romano.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Roseanne Barr and John Goodman were part of what TV family?
Roseanne? Oh.
The Connors.
Yeah, Peon. Oh. Yeah. All right.
I never knew their last name. I never really watched that show that much either.
I do, The Connors. Let's see here. The Solomons were an alien family on the show Third Rock from the Sun. What actor played the father and high commander?
John Lithgow.
Very nice. Dan Stress. Two for Peon, one for Dan. What TV family includes Richie, Joni, Marion, and Howard?
The Cunninghams.
Yeah.
The Cunninghams. Very good. Two for Dan. It is now tied up. In 1996, the Parents Television Council named this TV family on Fox as the worst influence on children that year.
Married with Children, the Bundys?
That is correct. The Bundys! Which, when you watch those shows now, you're like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
No. Not even close to...
it was cutting edge back then, Bill.
And I never understood, because the running theme was Al thought his wife was, a hag, and she wanted to have, she wanted to have sex with him all the time, and he turned her down.
Yeah. Right.
And she wasn't even that. I always thought she was attractive.
I know.
Let's see. How about
when they have sex again?
All right. TV dramas. We'll try some of these.
No, I'm screwed on this one.
Maybe not. Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke were best of friends. Later in life, Griffith invited Van Dyke to appear on the very first episode of this TV show in 1986.
Matlock.
That is correct. Matlock. I had no idea that they were best buddies.
I didn't either.
They were really good friends. What political party did President Bartlett belong to?
Oh, Republican.
Incorrect. Ian, want to make a guess?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Well, no.
Democrat. What is that from?
That's the West Wing?
Yeah, I never watched it.
Okay. Rod Serling made this show a huge hit starting in 1959.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are neck and neck, 4-4.
Oh, wait, he did. Did he do Outer Limits, too?
Not in 1959, I don't think.
No, he didn't, but Twilight Zone.
Let's see here. From 1998 to 2002, actress Keri Russell was best known as who?
Felicity.
That is correct, Felicity.
Whoa.
Very nice.
What show was that? Felicity?
Murder, She Wrote.
Yes, it was Felicity.
Okay, I never watched it.
Dwight Schrute often brags about his family farm. What type of farm is it?
A beet farm.
A beet farm.
Whoa!
Very nice. From The Office. Those of you who don't know.
Oh, there. That's why.
All right, how about this one? This Sesame Street character predates the show by 3 years, and as a Jim Henson developed it for a TV commercial to sell crackers.
Oscar the Grouch.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
Think about it. Think about it for a second.
To sell crackers?
This Sesame Street character predates the show by 3 years. Jim Henson developed it for a TV commercial to sell crackers.
Kermit the Frog?
No. Cookie Monster.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right. Jesse Pinkman says this word 54 times in the series Breaking Bad.
That would be bitch.
That is correct.
Wow.
Have you seen that show, Dan?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. I was telling somebody yesterday, how great that show is. One of the best shows I've ever seen. let's see here. How out.
I'm one of the only ones.
In real life, this actress was the oldest Golden Girl. In real life, this actress was the oldest Golden Girl.
Oh. B. Arthur?
Nope.
Oh.
Betty White.
Betty White. That is correct.
I just thought of her. I thought of her.
Still kicking.
Yeah, because the other one, the little short one, that
Sophia.
Estelle Getty. Yeah, Sophia she was
Petrillo.
The youngest.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah.
Let's see. Michael J. Fox is best known for his role as Alex Keaton on Family Ties.
Yes.
But what show did he later play a deputy mayor?
Oh, it was.
Deputy Mayor.
Charlie Sheen was on the show.
Oh, that's
later.
Right. Yeah.
You have a lot more than I do.
No, I can't think of the name of it, though.
Spin City.
Ah, yes, that's it.
Spin City. This actor left behind a $70 million estate after he died of a heart attack in June of 2013, much of it from his role in a hugely popular cable TV show.
Wow.
One more time.
This actor left behind a $70 million estate after he died of a heart attack in June of 2013, much of it from his role on a hugely popular cable television show.
His role?
Wow. I have no clue.
I was going to say spelling from, but no, I have no idea.
James Gandolfini.
Oh,
I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it was that long ago already? 2013?
That's when he passed away, 2013.
Wow.
Let's see. How about this show features an overweight dad, a talking dog, and a police officer in a wheelchair?
Talking dog. Oh, no. Talking dog.
Really? Neither of you get this? I'm stunned. This show features an overweight dad, a talking dog.
Oh, Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Oh, that took me a second.
Oh, my God.
How many shows with talking dogs?
Right.
I wasn't even thinking animation or cartoon.
You're thinking the real life talking.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Mark Harmon has been on this TV drama since 2003.
Oh, it's one of those SVU.
CSI type of things or something like that. Yeah.
One of those.
I would mark both of your answers incorrect.
Okay.
NCIS.
Yeah, I don't watch any of those.
No, I don't either.
This show featured a 1969 Dodge Charger stock car.
Dodge Charger stock
Dukes
car.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard, yeah. Just a recap. Right now we have 10 for Ian, 4 for Dan.
Yeah, I'm setting the world on fire here.
There were longtime rumors that a reference to Superman appeared in every single episode.
Seinfeld?
That is correct. Which I've heard is not true. Let's see.
It's not true because he didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's not true that he mentioned Superman in every episode.
Let's do... I don't think he mentioned it. It was just like, you know...
Either something on the shelf or
the right, but that turned out not to be true either. All right, let's do Dead or Alive. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Dead or Alive, Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, dead.
That is correct. He died in 2003. Charlotte Ray.
Alive.
She is alive. It's Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. She always looks like she smelled.
Oh.
That's like...
not very nice.
Anytime I watch that,
she always said nice things about
you. I know.
You take the good, you take the bad.
She always looks like she had a smell to her.
Wow.
Okay.
Charlotte Ray.
Sorry.
Stinky Charlotte Ray. Ann B. Davis.
Alive.
Dead.
Piana's right. She is dead. That was Alice on The Brady Bunch. The audience is stunned that she's passed away. 2014.
I just watched The Brady Bunch the other day. She was there.
Harry Anderson, dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Alive.
He is alive.
Oh.
Night Court.
That's right.
Yeah.
Judge Stone. Joyce DeWitt.
Alive.
She is alive. She is alive.
Three's Company.
Janet on Three's Company. Dead or alive? Howard Hessman.
Alive.
Dead.
He is alive. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. I forgot to give you a point there. Jacqueline Smith. Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
She is alive. That is right. Dixie Carter, Designing Women. Dead or alive? She is dead.
Why peon?
John Mahoney. Frasier's dead. John Mahoney.
Oh, he's dead.
I will say alive.
He is alive. Yeah. Burt Ward, who played Robin on Batman.
He's alive.
He is indeed alive. He is alive and a hefty son of a gun now. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Just, whatever. We got time for a couple more.
I think so.
Let's do a few more there. How about... I don't know if you guys would get this. House was a popular show on the on Fox for 8 years before signing off in 2012. What was Dr. House's first name?
No idea.
Oh, Rick.
That's right, Rick.
Rick House.
Yeah. He's a Rick House.
His name was Greg or Gregory. Oh. Gregory House. James Spader plays a man that captures elusive criminals on what TV drama?
Oh. He was just on The Tonight Show not too long ago.
Yeah, I don't
Very
watch
creepy.
It.
I don't remember either.
It's called The Blacklist.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Do either of you watch The Walking Dead?
No.
Yes.
You are?
Okay.
Huge fan. So I should I ask this question? In The Walking Dead, Herschel has two daughters. Name one.
Maggie.
Maggie.
And Beth.
Maggie and Beth. Oh, and I was told there was actually a third daughter that apparently had died earlier in the show.
Oh.
Somebody told me that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think they established her character really.
No,
she was just
she didn't
around.
Last long,
but
no.
I love that show. I started watching
good.
That on the airplane. Well, I have been watching it, and I downloaded the whole season 5 on Amazon so I could watch it while I'm traveling. I'm seeing watch on the planes and stuff. But it's one of those deals. Like people talked about it, and I'm like, I have no interest in zombies. I don't want to watch anything about zombies.
No, it's so much more than that.
And
though.
it really what an interesting case study. What would happen if there was some sort of major catastrophe where all the rules, all the laws, everything is gone, and it's just everybody's fighting for survival?
Yeah,
it is really, really interesting. All right, we'll do one more here. Let's make it a good one. 73 million people tuned into this man's program on June 9th, 1964.
Oh, Walter Cronkite.
No.
The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson?
No. 73 million people, an insane amount of people, tuned in to this man's program on June 9th, 1964. What was happening in 1964? Summer of 1964.
I don't know.
Ed Sullivan, The Beatles.
Oh, my goodness.
Ed
that's
Sullivan
right.
Sullivan Show.
Right here
if
are
you
the
listen,
Beatles.
If you listen carefully, you can hear a bunch of people screaming at their car radios right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so the total. You got like a drum roll for this?
Sure.
The grand total of the TV trivia. No, I think we do. The grand total of our TV trivia contest. Eon the Peon with 18. Dan Strauss with 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
We were neck and neck for a little while.
Yeah.
So we got to be about 3 or 4, maybe.
Wow. So there you go. A little television trivia.
No wonder Peon wanted to play so bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got
I
to.
I do enjoy trivia. That's fun.
Glad you got to experience that. And thanks again to all of you who were there at the TV trivia night on Friday night. Good thing you didn't have Dan at your table.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd have just been eating.
And that's what people do, eat or drink. All right. Mike Evans will be with us, right?
Yeah.
He'll be on today. All right. I haven't talked to him in a long time. We'll chat with him coming up a little bit, find out what's going on in the crazy world of Hollywood, and we'll take a break. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right. And here's one of the biggest Matlock fans I've ever met in my life. It's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, I was pretty big. You know, if one of you guys would ever keep me in queue, you would have heard me yelling, Ed Sullivan, guys. Ed Sullivan, guys. You know, keep me in your left ear, all right?
Keep me in your left ear.
That'd be cheating.
Keep it well. Yeah, but Bill wouldn't know.
I wouldn't care. It's only Dan that would be upset about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. I was screaming a lot louder than that.
I bet a lot of people were screaming.
Yeah, I'm sure they were, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, we give you some good news. They've cleared that accident on westbound 40 at Ballas. Now the bad news, you're jammed solid from Tower Grove all the way out through Lindbergh. Then you're slow again as you approach the Boone Bridge. Now we've got rain out in the Lake St. Louis area, and traffic is slow from Winghaven all the way out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Southbound 170, because of that 40 jam, is stacked up from Olive down through 40. Southbound 270, you're jammed up from Page down through Ladue. Then you're heavy again right at Doherty Ferry. On downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 is slowing just east of Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, you're running slow now between Murdoch out through Berry Road. A little bit heavy again on southbound 141 south of Big Bend to Highway 44. Eastbound 270, you're jamming up from Missouri Bottom all the way through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They will be live on the air at Schnarr's Hardware on Clayton Road, just east of Orson. They'll have everything you need for your spring fix-it-up projects, as well as all the answers to your how-to questions. For more, go to schnarrs.com and join the Inside Out Show on location this Saturday at Schnarr's.
It's the Inside Out Show.
Saturday, 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
KTRS.
We'll see you then.
We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo, April 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri, and it's free to attend. Ron, why should people attend this event?
Well, the show is designed to provide entrepreneurs, business owners, and key employees months' worth of valuable contacts in just a few hours. For no cost at all, guests can find out about the latest products and services to take their businesses and careers to the next level. They can also attend one of the many free seminars at the event.
So tell us about those seminars. What will be covered?
The seminars are all focused on how to improve your business and your career.
Really?
The seminars range from how to supercharge your sales, how to build a marketing plan, how to use the web to grow your sales, and much more.
So how can people register to attend?
Well, the show runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Register online at stlewisbusinessexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
What was that website again?
stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
Set off the fireworks and ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending presents one of the lowest mortgage rates in history, 2.75%. That's right, 2.75 with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak. With rates this low, I'm urging you to lock in today.
That's right, Bob. This is an incredible low rate, and we've got it. 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call now, 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Regardless of your credit, if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
This is a no-brainer. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes, as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-276-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
For a limited time at Metro Lighting, save 25% on already guaranteed lowest prices, including regularly priced, clearance, overstock, and discontinued merchandise for savings up to 70%. For any budget or style, keep your dollars local and shop Metro Lighting, where ultimate customer service is the goal. The prices are guaranteed, and all lighting, lamps, and ceiling fans include a complete one-year warranty beyond the manufacturer's. Visit any of the seven Metro Lighting area locations and let your savings begin. Some restrictions apply. See stores for details.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/home team hospitality for more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
All right, time for Mike Evans. Frank McPinion off today, and tomorrow Bill Cleveland sitting in. Good to be with you folks. We have an interesting situation here. Dan Strauss has forgotten the phone number of Mike Evans.
I can see why. We just... He's a new segment on the show. And,
yeah.
How is he going?
He doesn't... Seriously? Dan is now rooting through a file cabinet looking for... Like, you don't have it on your phone? Oh, man, this is insane.
Well, why don't you call his cell phone and ask for his home phone number? That's just an idea.
Oh, my
this
goodness.
This is completely unbelievable. I just went completely
what
blank.
What is happening? Wow. Sorry, folks. Sorry, everybody. Just hang tight while Dan finds his phone number.
Yeah, like you have a lot going on in your life or anything.
Yeah,
you
know,
distracting remembering his number. That's crazy.
You know what, though? Now, thinking about this,
so weird.
All the numbers in my phone, like if they weren't, I wouldn't know anybody's phone number if I
got
didn't
it.
Have
it.
You got it? You got it. Okay, okay. We can now tell you that Mike Evans is brought to you by Any Guns and Smokehouse. Any Guns in the Smokehouse Market, located in Chesterfield.
Right,
Any Guns proudly presents.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. We're so glad to have him. Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Little Billy Cleveland. Little Billy Cleveland.
Hey, homie, what's happening?
What are you doing, Little Billy Cleveland? Come on now.
Just taking care of business here. Dan Strauss forgot your phone number, so we're so glad he finally remembered and
we got you on.
I apologize.
That's unbelievable. I you know how you dial somebody's phone number every single day?
Well, it's only been 14, 15 years.
I know.
Yeah. He's...
And I just went, wait a minute. I started calling, actually Johnny Londoff.
Oh, Mike. Now, that would have been interesting. Good grief.
He's one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Londa, the Chevy dealer.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of weird.
It was very weird.
Weird for you. It was weird for us having the stall. sorry, Mike.
Here we go with the pop quiz question.
Sir.
Who is Elton John's son's godmother? Elton. Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce. Lady Gaga.
No.
Adele.
No.
Answer in a minute. You know about this millionaire Robert Durst.
Yes.
The millionaire you've been seeing on television news. He tried to bribe the jailers in New Orleans to bring him garlic-crusted drumfish and jambalaya for dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it work?
No, he was denied! Ate the jailhouse slop just like the other inmates. By the way, when he gets back to Los Angeles, just like the O.J. Simpson trial, we'll be going down there, we'll be hanging out, and we'll have all the scoop when that trial gets underway. Should be a big deal.
Yeah.
Movie review, Home. Opens this week, an animated DreamWorks kids flick with voices supplied by Jim Parsons, Rihanna, and Jennifer Lopez. Sort of friendly aliens from outer space who wanted to be welcomed here on Earth. I'd love to say, take the kids, the whole family's going to love this film. However.
And there's always a however in life.
This is so juvenile and corny, only kids under 10, I think, will love it. Families will just like it.
Or Dan. Dan will like it.
Oh, yeah. Dan's right in that child category.
Oh, yeah.
Rated PG, 94 minutes, 2.5 stars. Odds and Ends is
it true?
Monica Lewinsky is going to be telling some embarrassing Hillary stories when the election gets close. Maybe some stories Bill shared with her back in the day.
Oh,
that's the rumor floating around. Monica Lewinsky, for years and years and years, you never heard from her. Now in the last 3 or 4 months, she's done a bunch of speaking engagements, and I think this whole crescendo is going to come towards the election, and there's going to be some real, real spicy stories about Hillary coming out.
Right.
Is it just me, or does she still look good?
She still looks good.
Yeah.
I think she looks better. She looks better now than she did back in the days.
I always thought she was cute.
Investors who put up the money for the movie Birdman have not been paid a penny. They're suing. One of the investors, the owner of the San Francisco Giants, suing for $25 million.
Mm.
Jack Nicholson gives $100 bills to folks that he sees on street corners asking for help.
Good for him.
Yeah, that is good for him. Of course, he only gets to go a few blocks. He runs out of money here in L.A. Dayton history. This is a strange one. When I used to commute from L.A. to Springfield, Missouri all the time, I used to play this crappy goat ranch golf course called Horton Smith. Ever hear of Horton Smith?
No.
Okay. When I asked the starter one time, this is a lousy golf course. Is Horton Smith, does he own it, or what's the deal? He says, no, it was named after Horton Smith. I go, who the hell's Horton Smith? Here's where your Dayton history comes in. He says, well, on March 25th, 1934, Horton Smith was the first man to win the Masters.
Hmm. Oh.
I bet a golfer's out there. Next time you're at your club when you're having a drink in the 19th hole, you could probably win some money on that. Horton Smith, I'd never heard of him, won the Masters, first Masters. And segue to the pop quiz, Elton John, 68 years old today, his birthday. And who, finally went from the broadcast. Who is Elton John's son's godmother? Carrie Underwood, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Adele.
I'll go Lady Gaga.
I'm going to say Carrie Underwood.
I will also say Lady Gaga.
The answer is the Lady Gaga.
Yeah!
Mike Evans, Sam.
All right. Well, Dan, you got that trivia question.
Right? Yeah, I did.
End on a high note.
Look at you.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Have you seen her in concert? You know, I went to a concert.
I remember your Lady Gaga story.
I was dragged to the Lady Gaga concert.
I saw a Lady Gaga concert they followed her backstage and everything, behind the scenes and stuff, and on HBO or something. I can't remember.
Here's the deal with Lady Gaga. She is incredibly talented.
She is.
But this show that I went to, and maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was because I was tired. I don't know.
I don't see that being your cup of tea anyway.
No.
I don't think that.
I don't think
you're their target demo.
I went to be polite.
People in their 70s.
I went to. I got my AARP card for you folks who weren't listening in the first hour. It was, I don't know. It was interesting. It was interesting.
World,
and
I only knew
two songs that she performs. And, of course, during that concert that I was at, I went to, she performed those differently than the way they sound on the album. Like they were fast songs, and she performed them as, like, slow ballads. And it was awful. I was at, where was that? I was in Milwaukee, I think I went to that. But Lady Gaga, the godmother of Elton John's kid.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be screwed up for life. Are we done?
Yes, I believe we are done today.
Okay. I'm not saying that because I'm ready to get out of here.
No.
I don't know the schedule. I just,
yeah. You
know.
I have a hockey banquet to go to.
Oh. What do you do? You bowl, right? You still bowl?
I do
still
bowl.
Do that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go home before I go to bed.
Well, you missed dinner time. Dinner time's what?
That's part of the requirements of the AARP card.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you folks have a lovely Wednesday night. I'll be back tomorrow, and Frank's taking tomorrow off as well. So we'll talk to you then. Have a wonderful Wednesday evening.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. They've just moved an accident on eastbound 270 at Washington Elizabeth off to the right shoulder. Traffic is still slow from about McDonald through 170, and then things open up. Westbound 70, though, you're heavy from Lindbergh out through the Blanchett Bridge. Another slow pocket as you make your way from 94 out through Zumbel. Looks like on westbound 364 from the Maryland Heights Expressway up to Highway 94, we've got slow traffic. I believe it's rain in the area that's causing all of this. Southbound 170 still stacking up from south of Olive down through Highway 40. You're jammed up on westbound 40 from Tower Grove to McCausland. Then you've got a few slow pockets all the way out through 141. Downtown eastbound 40 slowing Union Station to the Poplar. Southbound 270 looks a lot better now. Just a little off the pace between Page and Ladue. And this traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, everybody. Bill McDermott here, the voice of St. Louis FC. A new chapter in St. Louis sports is being written this year. You can join me and Bob Ramsey for the entire ride as St. Louis FC takes to the pitch this season. We'll bring you the action on match day live from the soccer park in Fenton, including our pre-match and post-match shows, and we'll do our best to teach Hadley that the pitch isn't something thrown by Wainwright or Waka. And poor Jim Huer, what he has to put up with. Everything Soccer is here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. They stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Set sail for Cruises Cash or free slot play during the Cruises and Cash giveaway with 100 winners on Saturday, March 28th from 4 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Ladue,
Glen Carbon,
University City,
Edwardsville,
Manchester,
Wood River,
Grafton,
Collinsville,
Pacific,
and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. and the road look rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Our springtime pattern continues in full force with yet the next wave of rain and thunderstorms kicking in. I'll let you know how strong they're going to be.
And tonight we take you inside a drunk driving simulation to show you how officials are working to get the message across to local teens before prom.
When they find out we're serious, then they'll probably take it more serious too.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Mandy Murphy in for Sandy Miller tonight.
For a third night in a row, we have to keep an eye on the Fox 2 radar.
Yeah, we're expecting more rain and storms to move in. Let's get the very latest from Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. Dave?
Well, we had a big break.